And I forgot about this until I opened my perfect home folder that I was going through here during the break. I saved an email from a gentleman identified as Tom in Florence. And he wrote earlier this spring when we were talking about something that triggered him. He said, my home is completely off the grid. I chill water in 6,000-gallon tank, pump it into the house into air handler coils. This way I can have AC at night when there's no sun shining. So there's already somebody that has a home without traditional air conditioning in Arizona. Next time I get to Florence, I think I'm going to invite myself over to Tom and Florence's house. That's going to be a house to see.
I'd love to meet Tom.
Yeah. So takeaways. First of all, it's a mindset.
Yes, it's a mindset that basically switches from a house as a sequence of events when it's being built or remodeled to a house as a system. And that's not only for the builders, but also for the homeowners, right? So when I start thinking about it as an organism, if you will, well, what goes into keeping it alive and thriving? And that's just multiple points. So yes, it's definitely a mindset thing.
And building for generations, not just my short-term housing need. I'm building something that if they choose to, my kids could stay here and pass it on to their kids and their kids and their kids. I mean, what would it do for your financial situation and your start in life if you never had to buy a house, had one to live in?
That would be perfect. That's how most of the people, me myself included, coming from Austria, it's densely populated.
I was going to say Alabama. It's Austria. No wonder I couldn't pinpoint it.
The accent. Yeah, so there's a lot of it's very dense there, and people build once, and they build it sturdily and very heavily, and then it just gets handed down from one generation to the next because it's expensive to build and to own.
It's expensive to build, but on a timeline for that, you know, if you're thinking your generation, you're benefiting them, and it's cheaper than building and remodeling, tear down, rebuild.
It absolutely
is. You compare it to the Vegas. The longer you're at the table, the more the odds favor the house.
Yep, that's
the more you
correct.
Invest in your home, the more it favors the home.
Yep, that's absolutely correct.
And does green always equal sustainable?
Well, it follows the sustainable principles, but sustainable in a sense of will it sustain a fire or a flood or an earthquake? Not always necessarily. This is another aspect that needs to be handled if you're living in such a zone where this is a possibility. So it can, but it would be better to just always follow sustainable building principles and then react to either homeowner wishes to say, I want to have a house that's going to withstand a fire, or I am building in a flood zone or somewhere. So yeah, these sustainable principles are there as well.
The building quality is better?
Yes, because more details are thought through. It's been thought about as a whole. The whole project is basically being a system with a lot of details that go into it that interlock in each other better. And therefore, a lot more people can have a look at what is being done and built or rebuilt and have their say in it, which is always a good thing. And that inherently makes it just more eyes to look at a certain problem and to pinpoint some issues that maybe one set of eyes couldn't.
And the final point, remodeling has more of an impact than new builds because we've got a lot of existing structures. I hope it takes... I don't know if I ever want to see the amount of new builds equal how many structures are existing today.
Yeah, so our HVAC partners do not need to fear. We're not good to run in the business. But yes, it's definitely an issue to say there is inherent energy embodied in the houses already being or having been built. And if you keep those around and remodel them sustainably, that's definitely better than building new.
Alex Paycheck, thanks for joining us this Saturday morning. Quick
Thank
update
you
if you missed it earlier on Rosie.
It's not a tumor.
That's right. We got it gone. A blessing in disguise that we found as a result of his off-roading accident. There was a tumor. Doctors found it, removed it, and caught it before it became any kind of problem. So one more God story and dad's accident that is going to be put behind us. And he's, I don't know when we'll see him back as a result of this last operation, but, you know, it'll be, I don't know.
I'm not, yeah. I'm going to keep him hostage so he can work at my house.
He's getting a lot done.
He's getting a lot done.